There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Podcast, sir, how are you?
I'm good, Dad. Are we freaking out about the Saints and offensive tackle today?
Well, thankfully, because of the way the Pels couldn't pull it out last night, we've been kind of focusing on that a little bit. But yes, yesterday was panic mode. Let's just start with that. What do you make of Coach coming out yesterday and being very honest, being very open, and saying, hey, Ron Ramczyk's not recovering the way we would have liked?
All right. Well, on one hand, I appreciate the honesty because I
wanted Saints news. You wanted Saints news.
I wanted Saints news. I appreciate the honesty because I have an 8-year-old child and I'm trying to say, you got to be honest. You got to tell the truth. So that, I get it. But on the other hand, I'm like, Dave, what are you doing, bro? Like, why? Why are you giving us this information? What is the benefit to anyone to have this information? Now, everyone in the world is like, Trevor Penning is a bust, and Ryan Ramczyk may or may not play, may need to retire. Now, everyone in the world knows you're picking a tackle at 14. Right. Heck, you might need to trade up to make sure you get one of the top three. Where I just feel like if this was Sean Payton, he'd have been like, yeah, Ryan Ramczyk, he had the surgery. We'll see how it goes. He's progressing nicely. Like it doesn't benefit anyone for that information to come out yesterday. So that was sort of like, what are you doing, man? But, I mean, it's true. And but in a sense, we all kind of knew it, right? I mean, the Saints offensive tackle, Gus, I can't remember when it's been this bad. Because if you think about just the right tackle for the Saints, they went from to Zach Street to Ramczyk, and it was seamless transition, right? Stinchco retired, boom, they plugged in Zach Street. Zach Street got hurt against Minnesota the first game in 2017, boom, they plugged in Ramczyk. Like, it's been seamless for going on dang near 20 years.
Yeah, do you feel like the Saints are going to bring back Andres Pete, or what are we looking at in that area with the money that we're going to spend?
Okay, guys, this is where we officially have reached the saddest point of the offseason, when we're thirsty to bring back Andres Pete. You know,
Pro Bowler.
We're in the bad place, kids, when we're like, they got to bring back Pete. We need to get Andres Pete back up in here to help save this offensive line. Nothing against Andres Pete, but he's like replacement level tackle. And I agree. Like, they totally need to bring him back. And Gus, the fun with bringing Andres Pete back is they'll pay him his actual salary this year and he'll count dead cap.
Awesome.
So it'll be like the double count.
That's
when they
awesome.
Brought Jari Evans back. Remember that in 2016? Yep. I think it was, or 2015. Well, they had the double cap. They had his dead money and the salary they paid him. So that could be fun.
I mean, I'm thinking about this team and some of the faults that we had last year and how Derek Carr fared getting the ball out of his hand. And I think he ranked somewhere in the middle, about 16, 17, something like that, yeah, in the time it took him to throw the ball. And how important does this O-line really mean to him having that time, especially seeing it's a new offensive coordinator and trying to develop some kind of chemistry with the wide receivers going into the season?
Well, I think it's critical because the thing is with Derek Carr is he almost at times to me with the Saints this in his career, he did it sometimes, but with the Saints, especially last year, and I get it because he got the you know what kicked out of him and he was hurt most of the year. He almost seemed to me to be playing too fast, right? He was like, I know this line's terrible. I'm getting this ball out. I don't care if the guy down the field's open. This ball's coming out in 2 seconds because I know if it doesn't come out in 2 seconds, I'm going to get broken in half. And, like, Drew Brees was – the thing that made Drew Brees great is he could play at that high speed and, like, I got to get the ball out in 2 seconds and always make the right decision, right? Derek Carr, he seems kind of like he almost plays too fast at times, but I don't blame him. And to your point, like, they better fix this offensive line. It's not just pass protection. Remember, their run game was atrocious. We kind of forget it the last month of the year because they played the Giants, they played Atlanta, they did Tampa, right? It was kind of not terrible. But for the first 3 months of the year, it was as bad as any team in the league when Taysom wasn't carrying the ball. So, like, their offensive line issues, they need a – I think they need guard tackle. Like, they almost – I think, guys, if they went tackle at 14 and 45 or tackle guard, like, it would freak people out. But I wouldn't necessarily blame them if they did that.
Now, you just brought up the guy I like to talk about the most, so I'm gonna ask my question about him, and that's Taysom Hill. We're paying him, what, $8 to $10 million, something like that, for a guy who, for some unknown reason, is playing on special teams. Is there a way you see him out of that role and more into just a straight offensive role with this new offensive coordinator?
It's so hard because here's the thing with Taysom that I think Pete Carmichael – he got a lot of crap for it, but I think he actually did a pretty good job. Managing Taysom's touches the last 2 years has, I think, allowed him to thrive. And the thing is, he's not young. I think he's 34 now, right?
Yeah.
And he had a history in college of getting hurt. He's gotten banged up with the Saints, although he's mostly been healthy. It's such a hard thing, right? Because you're like, put him at tight end. Give him the ball more at running back. Don't play him on special teams. Like, I just wonder, like, is managing his snaps as he gets older to get, like, maybe one more good year out of him, is it critical? And I'll tell you another thing. With the new special teams rules,
yeah,
I'm kind of really intrigued to put Taysom back there.
As a returner.
As a returner.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because here's the thing. Like, that new play, as a degenerate who gambled on the XFL probably way too much, like, I watched a lot of it. Like, you can do really cool things with that new kickoff rule. Like, because the thing is, the blocking, it isn't about, like, smashing dudes. It's more like NBA, kind of like screens, and you just get your body in front of them. And, I mean, you do Taysom and Rasheed, you do a little reverse. I think Rizzy could cook up some really fun stuff. So I'm going to go in the opposite way. I don't want – no. We don't need to get Taysom off the street. We need to get Taysom in the special teams. And I'm curious to see what Kubiak does with him, right? Like, can he create with him? But, again, Taysom.
Well, that's a much different role. I mean, if he's returning the ball, it's different than him just blocking. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing, Ralph.
Thing is, though, you got to remember, too.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, the one thing with him on the punt team is, teams have to respect Taysom so much on the punt. Yeah, I think it gives them a little bit of benefit maybe with teams not being so crazy for punt blocks and stuff. Because as the protector, Taysom could break something off at any moment, especially in that 35-yard line, between the 35s on punt. So that's the only thing there.
Yeah.
What I was going to ask you is, they got a little spare change when it comes to the cap, when it comes to it. About 10 and some change, almost 11, whatever. You need, what, 5 or 6 to sign your draft picks?
Four,
there you go. And you can still find some more, right? Like Kamara and other guys could restructure things of that nature. Do you think they go out and try to address the offensive line with some veteran help there as well?
I mean, maybe. The thing is, though, Gus, I was looking through the offensive line list. It's kind of sad. It's like Becton from the Jets. Remember him, the giant offensive tackle from Louisville, who's been hurt his whole career and kind of a bust. Like, there's not much out there to get. The one thing I was thinking about today with the cap space. Remember in 2006, the Saints, they it was Katrina. Free agents really didn't want to come here. Their big free agent acquisition was Drew, obviously. But the other guys, it's like Scott Fujita, Michael Bennett, who they ended up trading because they got Reggie Bush. And they kind of did that. But if you remember during the draft, they traded, got Jeff Fain at center. They traded and got Hollis Thomas. I wonder if during the draft, because that's when teams will make a move, because the team may have a guy on offensive lineman, but then they draft the guy and they're like, okay, we've got this young guy. We want to move him out. I wonder if draft day, the Saints might go to add a veteran at defensive tackle, add a veteran backup tackle that it seems like now we can get rid of him because we drafted our tackle. I wonder if they're going to spend that cap money in a different way. And also, too, guys, remember 2 years ago, they missed out on the safety they wanted in the draft.
Yeah.
Monday after the draft ended, what did they do? They signed Honey Badger. So that's a thing where I just, to wrap it up, I just don't see them letting that $10 million of cap space, even after you factor in the draft picks and it's $6, $7, $8 million, whatever it is. I can't see Mickey Loomis being like, nah, we're going to let that roll over. That's just it's not how the Saints operate. They're going to spend that money some kind of way, either before the draft, during the draft, or after. I'll be stunned if when we get to the regular season, the Saints aren't really tight up against that cap.
What is the best worst case at 14 that you think? What's the worst thing they could do there?
Worst thing is take a kicker.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, are they going to stretch for a wide receiver maybe, or?
No, I think I was thinking not like best case, worst case of what I like, because we don't know about these players, right? They could pick up, as long as they get a good player, it works out. I was thinking like best case, worst case. I think like worst case is like Jim Harbaugh goes offensive line, Tennessee goes offensive line, the Jets go offensive line, and then you're sitting there at 14 and you're like,
Bowers.
Missed out on all three of the linemen. What do we do? Do we take Burst? Do we take Bowers? Do we trade, God forbid, do we trade back and then get a second-tier offensive lineman and still get a top pass rusher? I think that's kind of the worst-case scenario. The best-case scenario for the Saints is Atlanta takes a corner instead of an edge. Both, you know, you get three receivers, you get four or five quarterbacks, and you're sitting there at 14 maybe, and then it's like, oh, we have to choose between –
I lost you.
Where'd he go? Hello, Ralph?
I'm guessing we have to choose between the best offensive lineman, defensive edge, and maybe a wide receiver. Yeah,
I guess that's what it is. We have to choose between them.
And San Diego went for Shanu from Penn State. Like, it's not likely, but I think it's very possible that we're like there at 14 and we're like a guy at Walmart on Christmas Eve, Black Friday. We're looking for a TV and the aisle is empty.
See what takes place. Ralph Mulber, as always, man. Appreciate it. Saints Happy Hour podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.